But number one, I want on tape, so this we might actually hang on to. And what happened is when some of you were here with Michael, got the healing from seeing his sister die, and you knew that you knew there was no way he could remember that. He was only two. You can't remember that far back. And so he actually had a spirit of depression from something he couldn't even remember. And so God put on my heart as I went and prayed for him. If you were here that night that we prayed against, what were we praying for? We prayed against provoking or something. And he started really crying in the back. And it was like a little kid who was crying and crying and crying. Well, that wasn't the end of it. That was just the beginning. God just brought that kid to the surface that had pretty much been hidden. And because he had a pretty good life, you know, us doing inner healings and led by the Lord, he always had this feeling that he should be, that he wanted to be mad about something. He wanted to be sad and depressed about something, but he could never figure out what it was supposed to be about. And I would always kid him out of it because it was always a constant thing where he would try to come up with stuff. I noticed he actually did write like songs with the word death in it and stuff they say to watch out for and suicide a little bit. And part of it, I wasn't sure if it was just a tension thing, and I go to him and talk about it, kind of say, what's this, you know? And you go, oh, nothing. I did notice too, when I think about it, that when Carrie was leaving, if you were there at the shower, he way overreacted. And that was when the little boy came to the surface. And so you really didn't see it very often unless something really sad was happening. I think it was when he felt like something was being taken from him and it wasn't fair. But inside, there was a two-year-old kid in there who didn't understand why his sister was taken, couldn't understand why these things happened, who was very, very sad. And so when we got home, after you all saw him crying everything, and the whole way in the car, he kept crying and crying and telling me that I wouldn't believe him if he said how sad he was and all this kind of stuff, and talked to Dan for a long time and just went on and on. It was irrational. It was like really irrational, because he said, you wouldn't believe if I told you the horrible things, and there weren't any, you know. I was like, so when we got home, I was praying for him, and he went to bed, and he was kind of laying in bed, and he was still crying. And I think he needed to cry that long. See, that's why we can't force the stuff. We can't make it up. I wish I could just go, boom, here's your problem and you're free. God wants you to work through this stuff. And everybody's the same. There's nobody in here that the Word of God does not apply to. None. And everybody has to rise up and go at it with everything and desperation in them to get the victories in your life. Whether it's emotional, physical, financial, it's time to grow up. And don't have to have a horrible crisis to speak the word, believe the word. When you agree with the devil has power in your life. When you agree with God, God has power in your life. That's how he set it up to work. So anyway, in this situation, and I've done a lot of these inner healings, so a lot of you have had this. But when I got home, I was praying for him, and the Lord began to show me that when Satan purposely attacks you with a spiritual attack, even if you can't remember it, it spiritually wounds you. Just because your soul can't comprehend it or remember it doesn't mean it's wiped away. And so I had to go on. I went into there while he's sleeping. I laid my hands on him, and I just said, it was really a cool vision God gave me. It's inner vision. I wish it was outer vision. But I saw the Lord go up to the little boy who was standing in our yard with Michael, and he saw his sister get hit with the tree branch. And I saw she was dead, and I didn't see that real clear, which was fun. Thank you, Lord. But I saw him like sitting there like totally damaged, like shocked, crying, upset. And then I saw the Lord come into the picture, and he walked over. This part was really cool. And he just, you know how, I didn't see it all, but it was like this. And Lauren was standing just as she was at the age of 7, gorgeous, fine. And then I saw the Lord have her stand there, and he walked over to Michael, and he put his arms around him, and the Lord had me talking all this out to Michael, and the Lord had me say it, and he put his arms around him, and it was really like being there. I mean, it was really powerful. It was awesome for me, too. And the Lord said, it's okay. I'll take care of her. You don't have to worry about her. You don't have to be afraid when people leave. You don't have to be afraid about things being taken. She's with me. And then the Lord backed off, and the little baby, which was Michael, was looking at him. And then he turned. The Lord took Lauren's hand, and both Lauren, it was really cool, and the Lord were walking away, but kind of up into the air, you know, kind of cool. And they turned both at the same time, like, you know, turned, and they were waving to Lauren. And Lauren said something in it too. Lauren said something like, "It's okay, it's okay, I'll be fine. Jesus will take good care of me." And then I look back, makes me cry right now, and the little boy, which was Michael, started waving and smiling. And God healed him. And I thought, wow, Lord, that was powerful. And the Lord said, everyone's not going to know what happened to them. So I'm going to give you an anointing and power to heal what they don't even know. And it was really cool when we were doing one on Teresa. I didn't know this. And when the Lord had me pray for her, I saw this little baby with a filthy, filthy diaper on and no clothes. I'm talking like a little newborn baby and totally abandoned. And so in the vision, the Lord came and covered the baby and kept the baby warm and put clothes on the baby and held the baby and said, "It's okay with all this around you. I'll take care of you." And God healed that. Well, I didn't know that Teresa was actually given away because she was put outside in the snow in a diaper when she was 6 months old. That's why her mother lost custody. And when I was doing the inner healing, she said, "Cindy, I'm so cold. I'm so cold. It's like I'm that baby that it's like I can't get warm." And it was so cool. It was such confirmation. So I want to do a corporate one when this song is on with Jason Upton. And I just want you to just see whatever the Lord has me speak out. Because it can go back to the minute you're born. It can even go back before that. But it's wherever you didn't know the Lord and you were specifically traumatized by the enemy. And in that place, you're still hurting. In that place, there's still a little kid who feels like something's wrong. Now, I'm not saying it's with everybody. You know, a lot of us have parents who took care of us. We didn't have that. And I really believe for the more trauma is the deeper the wound. But I figure, Lord, whatever, go back and heal whatever, you know, whatever part in me that I can't remember. So this is actually an inner healing for what you can't remember. And I kind of look at it this way, what can it hurt? Because I'll never remember it. So if it is or isn't, I can't know. Now, unless God specifically tells you no, then, you know, fine. Then he knows what he's doing, of course. But otherwise, I want us to just go stand back here and we'll do this again and let God just bring this healing. If the power comes on you and you want to sit down, that's fine. And the reason is because I'm going to do everybody at one time. So if you even want to sit down, you can. Then that's fine. If the Lord has me come lay hands on you, that's fine. Because I just feel like God's going to take this where we're going to start learning more and more how to do this for more than one person at a time. This was so cool. When God would have me do an inner healing on Edie, after we did this whole inner healing from what she couldn't remember, it just started singing something perfect. It said, "I've taken you back to those places you don't know," or something. It was like so cool. And it was like perfect timing. It was like, wow. And she was just like, you know, it was just God going, "This is me. This is me." I want to say, Lord Jesus, anyone the enemy used to damage me as a child, even an infant, even in my mother's womb, I forgive them. And I know how to separate the spirit that purposely attacked me from the person they used. So, Lord, it doesn't matter who it was or what the situation is, because I know your blood covers it. I know your love never fails. I know that you can come in right now, supernaturally, to my spirit man and bring complete wholeness. I know you can heal any child and merge them into who I am in you. And Lord, I ask you to do that for me. I ask you to heal me completely, that there not be anything from the time that I couldn't remember, that I can't have any memory of because of the way you created us. But yet, God, you have full permission. I even ask you with all my heart to be Lord of my life all the way back from the moment of conception and bring healing as if I had known you then and I could have chosen you instead of whatever I chose or whatever fears there to handle it. I thank you that I'm asking in faith, not doubting, that you can bring this healing. In Jesus' name. I'm going to talk a vision through different specific things, and you'll begin, turn it down a little bit. You'll begin to know if that one's for you. The Spirit, you'll just know. And if you don't, just receive it anyway in faith. I see the Lord putting his ear on a mother's pregnant belly.